Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Polly Rulin, talking beef checkoff dollars invested into research. Back on that in just a moment. National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220.
Wheat farmers, looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers team with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. To learn more about Double Stop CL Plus, log on to okgenetics.com.
Beef checkoff dollars are used for education, for promotion, and for research. Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, says there's a variety of things going on right now in the world of research being paid for by the beef checkoff.
Well, you know, we continue to work on sustainability research, and it's an ongoing project because we still want to make significant progress in the sustainability of our product, and we know sustainability is important to consumers. We are currently working on a beef demand determinant study, and it's an economic study that tells us exactly what is the most important couple of factors when consumers buy beef, so that then we can take our promotion programs and focus them more heavily on those most important factors. That should roll out at winter convention. Next year, we'll be looking at the return on investment study for the checkoff. We do one of those every 5 years so we can tell producers about return on investment. And of course, we're always doing new product research, tons of exciting stuff as far as new product and innovation research.
On the new product research, it seems like we haven't heard quite as much recently about some of those things, but that I know that's so important in trying to give consumers that new idea.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you won't hear it as, it won't be as splashy as the flat iron, for example, because the new things we're working on are in tandem with our partners at food service and retail. For example, we've recently worked with a major Italian chain to roll out a meatball dish that is going to be very successful. We work with the hamburger chains to develop new hamburgers and new ways to serve hamburger. Hamburgers on fire right now. I mean, consumers are paying a very nice amount for hamburgers in some places. So sometimes those new product development and rollout efforts that the checkoff does may look like it's coming directly from a food service outlet, but actually it's coming from a partnership with our checkoff dollars.
As far as the mood of producers is concerned, Polly Rulin says for the most part, producers around the country pretty satisfied with what the beef checkoff dollar is doing on their behalf.
You know, lately we've seen some softening in producer attitudes toward the checkoff in specific areas of the country, and most specifically in areas like the Dakotas and Montana. We're involved in litigation in Montana, so I'm not surprised that people are have more questions about the checkoff in those areas. But in the other areas of the country, we continue to see strong support for the checkoff at about 7 in 10 producers saying they support the checkoff program. So overall, we need to keep doing what we're doing and not get our heads turned by some producers who may have a difference of opinion about what the checkoff is doing. I tell people, we've got 750,000 producers, and they're all invested in the checkoff program, and they're not always going to agree that many people all the time. So we just keep doing what we're doing, keep our nose to the grindstone, and watch the consumer and please the consumer.
Polly Rulin, Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.